Bava Kama, Perek Vov, Mishneh Dalet. We've gone through the halachas of Shor, of Bor, extensively. Other mazik we've also dealt with. We haven't gone as much into the protim of the fourth mazik, which is Ace. And that's what we're going to deal with now. Hashalechas ha-be'ero. Be'ero over here means something that can burn. Biyad chereshoyte v'kotten. We'll have to see what sends mean. What does it mean? He's sending something biyad chereshoyte v'kotten. But the halacha is potter b'dini odom v'chai b'dini shamayim. The formula of potter b'dini odom v'chai b'dini shamayim means where it's completely one person's fault, and that's why it's chai b'dini shamayim, but he didn't do the ma'aseh mazik. And therefore, it can't be considered that he's chayv. So he's potter b'dini odom. The fault makes him chayv b'dini shamayim. So that's one of the cases over here we've discussed at the beginning of the parak in other places. It's the same idea as leaving over a barn door, opening up a barn door of somebody else's behemoth, where it's completely the fault of the one who opened up the barn door, but l'maaseh it's not his behemoth, so he can't be chayv on momen hamazik. So over here we're talking about it's completely the fault of the one who is shaleches ha-be'ero biyad chashuv, and that's why he's chayv b'dini shamayim. He's potter b'dini adam because he didn't do it. Why is it not called he did it? L'chayr, if a person gives over a shor to a cher shayt v'kotten, they're not b'nei achrayis. So no, that's not called a shmirah. It's not called a shmirah. So you're responsible for the shor. The same thing by the bor, by the eish, by bor also. Same thing l'chayr should be by an eish. So the Gemara explains what we're talking about over here is he was moiser liyad hacher shayt v'kotten a gacheles, which is not a fire. If the cher shayt v'kotten will be malabit, he'll wave it back and forth, he'll fan it, and he'll turn it into something that catches flame, then it'll turn into a fire, and then it can be put someplace else. Says, if somebody takes a lit torch, and he hands it over to a cher shayt v'kotten, it's not called a shmirah, the torch, wherever it ends up, is his chayiv. It won't be, let's add a knetch, if he gives over a torch to a shayta, and the shayta carries the torch and torches somebody's house, would that be called ishim shum chitzev, that's mamish his maisa? We discussed in the second parak. Holds, if a person lights a fire, and it's clear that the path of the fire is that house, that car, that yard, that's called he lit the yard on fire. It's his maisa. That's Adam HaMazik. That's not Mom HaMazik. Mom HaMazik is where the Eish is his fault, but it can't be called that his lighting of the fire or his leaving of the fire directly caused the damage. It's called he set up something which then turned into a mazik. He lit a fire, and there's a fence, and eventually the fence fell down, and he could have stopped the fire. But l'maisa, when he lit the fire wasn't in the direct path, so it can't be called his maisa. Over here also, giving over the torch to the cher shayt v'kotten will not be considered his maisa. It's eish, it's momen hamazik, it's not adam hamazik. The nafka means that we'll see. So that's the case over here, is not even when he handed over a torch, which would be Chayv Mishum Isha Mishum Amoinoi. Over here, he handed over a gachelis with a shoita, or the cheresh, or the cotton, had to fan it into a flame. So, Mel, it's not called he did something, but twice it's his fault. So, therefore, he's Chayv Edin Shemayim. Sholach Biad Pikech, Ha Pikech Chayv. Here we have to point out something else. L'chayra, if he's Shalach Biad Pikech, the other Pikech is Chayv. This would be true both if he gave him a gachelis, which if the Bekech fanned it into flames, so of course the Bekech is chayv. The Chiddush is over here, even if he handed him a torch, and he told the Bekech, go torch Yenna's house, a hired arsonist, the Loch is his potter. Why? Here we have a klal called, even though Shluchish Ladin Kemoisa, we have a klal called Enshelech Advar Averu. So that's the case in the Mishnah, and that's why the Bekech is chayv, because Enshelech Advar Averu. Halloy, the Gemara explains over here in Perek HaKoinis and in the Ikar Sugya of Enshelech Advar Averu in Bava Kama, I'm sorry, in Bava Metzia Daf Yud, that the reasoning for Enshelech Advar Averu is because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim. Since the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, so that's called your Shliach of the Mishaleach, when the Rabbeinu Shalom, when the Din Torah told you not to light the fire, Reuven sends Shimon to be Michal Shabbos. Shimon could be a shliach of Reuven to be Michal Shabbos, Reuven Shalom told him not to be Michal Shabbos. So the shlichus is bottle. Shimon then, that's turning on a light on Shabbos, is doing it of his own volition. Over here, the pikech that's lighting the house on fire is doing it of his own volition, even though he did it because somebody told him to do it, to shlichus his bottle. That being said, l'chor, the nekuda, is that Shimon is a bar chiyuva. Why are you listening to the mishaleach? What happens with the shlich is a cher shayt of a cotton? So l'chor, he's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva, then we shouldn't say divrei rav divrei talmid, and we should consider him a shlich of the mishaleach. Why should the mishaleach not be chayv if he put a torch in the hand of a cher shayt of a cotton? And the answer to that, the Gemara says, because ain't shlichus l'chashu. On the one hand, a cher shayt of a cotton don't have shlichus. A pikech has shlichus. But with the pikeach, he yoyis is a mitzvah. Therefore, divrei rav divrei talmid and shlichus dvaravera. Cher shayt v'katan theoretically, yesh shlichus dvaravera, but ain't shlichus. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah adds another chiddush bichlal. There are different people that could be part of the process of burning something down. Echad hevi es ha'ur. One person brought the torch, the fire. The echad hevi es ha'etzim, one person brought the fuel. Hamevi es ha'etzim chayev. Now you could read the first part of the Mishnah that the one who brings the fuel is the one who gives the koyach to the fire to travel. But the Mishnah says not that way. Echad hevi es ha'etzim, echad hevi es ha'ur, hamevi es ha'ur chayev. So the point over here is not the etzim or the ur, the point is the second. You need two things to team up together, the flame and the fuel. The fuel is the wood, the flame is the torch. The second one that combines the two forces into one force of destruction is the one who's chayv. Bo acher v'libo. What happens if somebody comes along and he fans the flames? Hamalab b'chayv. The flame itself could not have traveled. It was a small fire. Somebody turned it into a large fire. The fire wasn't lit by the person who was malabe, but he's the one that inspired the fire, so to speak, to be able to go burn. He blew at it. He waved at it. Lipsa ruach. However, the small flame was set, and then the ruach came, and the ruach was malabe the fire. Kulam p'tur. Now, we're talking over here about a ruach shen mitzuyah. If it was a ruach mitzuyah, so what are you going to say? You're going to say, you knew the wind was going to come and fan the flame. So we're talking about an unusual wind, about a ruach shen mitzuyah. Hashaleches ha-be'eru v'ochlo etzim. Somebody lit a fire, b'shu soy, and the fire traveled. Hashaleches ha-be'eru over here doesn't mean he actually sent it with somebody. He set it up in a way that it could travel. V'ochlo etzim, the fire destroyed wood, oy avonim, oy ofar. How do you destroy ofar? Ofar is not flammable, but it gets scorched. It's unusable. Chayiv, he has to pay. Shenema kiseitzei shumotza koitzim. The fire went out and it found as fuel dry bushes, thorns. V'nechal godish, oy akoma yasod, that ate up a barn, oy akoma stalks in the field. Oh, yeah, so the entirety of the field. Pasuk says, Shalom, Yishalom, Hamavis HaBeiro. There's an important doggish, by the way, in the Lashon HaPasuk. We mentioned it earlier, that by Bor, it says the one who has to pay is Bal HaBor Yishalom. Bal HaBor. Could you say the owner of a fire is fire? Fire is energy. Fire is not owned. By Bor, the Chiddush HaTorah is that we consider him the owner. Hamavis HaBeiro, the Chiddush HaTorah is that when a person lights a fire, that's cool that he lit the fire later on. It's a din in the lighting of the fire, not the bailos of the fire. Rav Gusman, Zecharenu Levracha, and Kuntz Seshurim has a whole arichus to explain different parameters of bor and esh because of this distinction. What the Mishnah over here means to point out is that the Torah over here is unnecessarily l'chayru mayrich, and the Torah says, v'nechal godesh o'yakom ha'asada. Why does the Torah have to say that? The Chiddush HaTorah is that even things that are burnt, that are damaged, that are not destroyed, like Avonim or Ofor, they're scorched, they're part of the Etzim field, so they're not destroyed, the field's not destroyed, the field is scorched. Afilo Hochi Chayv, not Chayv only on the what the Esh destroys totally. Over a Goder Shul Gavaya Arba Amos, let's say the fire traveled over a Geder that's 4 Amos, the general rule of thumb is that a fire shouldn't be able to leap over there unless it's an explosion. But a regular fire traveling, a campfire that's left negligently, shouldn't be able to travel over a fence that's Gavaya Arba Amos. Oy Derech HaRabim. Derech HaRabim is more of a musik we have in Mesechus Erevin, where the width of Rosh HaRabim is 16 Amos. That's what he means over here. Traveled a far distance from one place to another. Oy nohor. Chayr, a fire can never travel over a river. Taloch is potter. Be'etzem, the field that was, or the house that was destroyed, was protected. This is already a dava she'enei motzui. Some others consider an oynis is not chayr. Now the Gemara explains that this loshen of the Mishnah of Ovre Godesh Ugavoy Abam Zederech Harab Moinoa Potter is only when a person lit in his own backyard, in his own rishus, and the fire traveled. So you could say, okay, past a certain point, it's a dovish and emotzi, we consider it an oynis, is not chayv, like a shmir mu'ula. What happens if somebody went into the middle of the street and he lit? You think, I'll have a light fire in the middle of the street. We went some worse. He went to somebody's backyard, and there's a stream there, and somehow the fire leaped across the stream, and it kept on traveling and burnt. This guy, the etzem act of being madlik in a place where it's not his, says that what you'd consider an oynis can't be an oynis, because who told you to light there? This is similar to the concept that we had by Shor of Shmir Ma'ula and Shmir Pchusa. Sometimes there's something which is mamish an oynis. Okay, there he'd be part of a cholaitin. A Shmir Ma'ula means the, all these Nor or 16 Amis or Geder is a Shmir B'derech Klal, on the level of a Shmir Pchusa by a Shor. It's not like locking it up behind an iron door, it's like tying it to a hitching post. So Memela, if he tied it to the hitching post where it should be tied in front of a store that he went into, good, broke loose, it could be Potter. Over here also, he lit the fire B'derech Shaloy, and there's a Geder, there's 16 Amis, there's a Nor separating, he's Potter. But if you lit it mamish b'teich shachaveru, the shmir b'chusa won't pattern, he'll need a shmir me'ula. Then the Mishnah says, hamadlich b'teich shaloi, ad kamatavar ad leika. Sounds like what the Mishnah is asking is, the Mishnah is introducing what happened if he lit in his own backyard. Sounds like the case before he didn't light in his backyard, not like what we just said. So the Mefarshim explained, no. The previous case also he lit b'teich shaloi. Now the Mishnah is repeating itself and asking what happens when there is no nohor or geder or derech separating. How far would you say is already somewhat of a shmira that he can be potter? You see that the area around the fire, a base kur is 75,000 square amis, 274 by 274 amis. Where he got that from? That's his hashara. That's called a field, a mokoim, that when a person lights a fire, is responsible for that diameter of damage. Blaza ben Azayi says, like we had in the case before, 16 amis, that's called distant. Blaza doesn't agree that the chilik between the 16 amis and the bava hakoidemis and now is only when there's empty space. Even when there's nothing in between. Lemaisa, 16 amas is called that there's already a harchoka. Reb Kiva oimer chamishim amas. Reb Kiva says it has to be separated by the fire, the field, chamishim amas. Reb Shimon oimer, shalom yishalom hamavis habeiro, hakoil lufi hadleika. Hamavis habeiro means it's relative to the size of the fire that was set. There's no standard size. Now, loch is like Reb Shimon. It sounds that way, the way Reb Shimon brings up the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not normally written that way. So what the Mishnah means to say is that Reb Shimon is the shear that's all kolelus. There's a machlekes Yushanim. The rif seems to imply that Reb Shimon is chalik on the whole Mishnah. Even the marshal of separation of a nohor or a geder or a derech harabim won't work. The Rambam says clearly not that way. The Rambam says that nohor, the shear is taka a nohor or a fence or a derech of 16 amas. Only when we're talking about open space, mamish in open space, where the derech is to measure the fitted leikah. Mishnah hey, hamadlik is hagodish, v'hoyu bo kelim v'dolku. Somebody lit on fire a barn, and inside the barn there are kelim. Not inside the barn, inside the structure, inside the koma itself. Koma, I'm using the word barn, it doesn't mean a structure that has things inside. They had in a field, there was a big pile of hay gathered up, and that was ready to be transported to market. Maisa, inside the koma, person put kelim. The halachas b'yudayim yishalim ashim b'soichay. Pays for the kelim as well. He only has to pay the godish as if it's chitin asayrim. They have a chacham have an interesting drasha. The pasuk says oy sode oy akoma oy akoma oy sode. So we said before to tell us that even something that's scorched not burnt. They have a drasha on his sefes, and they learned the word koma is something that meets the eye. In a house, you never know what's in a house. Burn a person's house, rachman al tzlan, you have no idea what's inside. How much silver, gold, jewelry they have, if they have cash, if they have a vault, who knows? Mashenken a koma, you know what you get, right? A koma is a pile, and bederach hal is hay there. Ma koma begolui af kol begolui? So the din of momen amazik of eish, not odom amazik, odom amazik is chay b'chol eifin, but momen amazik of eish is only chay mashu begolui. This is the p'tur, the famous p'tur by eish of tomon. Tomon by eish is pot. You pay as if all it is a big pile of hay. The space where the kli was, you don't pay for a kli, you pay only for hay. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in this drasha. We'll see in a few lines the parameters of this machlekes. The Mishnah diverges for a second and goes into a different din. Hoyed gedi kofos loy. The godish, there was a gedi that was tied to it. Ve'evet samuch loy. And there's an evet sleeping right next to it. Benson, it could be evet, it could be a ben chayv, it doesn't make a difference. But derechal, who's sleeping outside with a behemoth watching the field, watching the livestock, is an evet. So he's there samuch loy. V'nisraf imoy. With the godish that went up in smoke was also the gedi and also the evid. Chayiv. He's chayiv on the godish and he's chayiv on the gedi, he's potter on the evid. There's no way to make a chayiv misa on somebody who burnt the fire. It's ishim mishum amoyne. It's not odom amazik. So it can't be called a retzach. But if evid kofus loy, if the evid is tied, that means when the barn is burnt, with it's a davar borer that the eved is going to go up in smoke. This is out and out ritzicha. V'nisraf imoy potter, he's potter on the momoin because there's komle b'dirabmine because it's a mice of ritzicha to eved. The way the Rishonim cheshben out, if you hold ishim shum momoinoi, so then there's no way to explain this mission. Ishim shum momoinoi is certainly, like we just said, not ritzeach. So then what you have to say is behitzis gufo eved. You have to say they took the torch, Rachman al Tzlan, and he literally torched the eved. That's a ma'aseh ritzicha. That's less mandapolik. Even according to Mandami, ishim shum momoinoi, throwing somebody into the fire, taking the torch directly to the gufo adam is a ma'aseh ritzicha. There's a shita of the Ran that holds that even like the Mandama Ishim Shum Chitzov, it's only called Adam Mazik and Hilchas Mazik, but the criteria for a Maisa Chil Shabbos or a Maisa of Ritzicha higher, and over there also it would have to be Hitzes Avid. So it's Machlek Sushanim. The Pashtus is that if Ishim Shum Chitzov, so then any lighting of the fire would be called Adam Mazik within the confines of Ishim Shum Chitzav, and that would incur Kam Levi D'Rabine, there would be a Ptur on the moment. We have to add that, of course, the Ptur on the moment is even though there was no Hasur. That's always the Klal by Kam Levi D'Rabine. It doesn't make a difference if it did the Maisa B'Meisid, B'Shoigig. If the Maisa is a Maisa that could be a Maisa Amachayiv Misa, then there's no Chiyiv moment. And now the Mishnah returns to what we had before, the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham about Tom and Bo'esh. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Ptur Tom Be'esh. The Chacham hold that the Kelim that are in the Godish, we dash and you're not chayv the value of the Kelim. Moidim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham Moida that B'madlik is a biru. When one lights a fire by the house, the biru is the house. There's a person's property. There's the house, there's the property, and then there's the next door. The next door property. The wording of the Mishnah is a little bit obscure, but Madrach Zabir, the way the Gemara understands it is that when he lights not b'shus shaloi and it traveled to shus chaveri, not negligence, but arson. What's the difference in negligence and arson? Person lit a campfire b'shus and he didn't watch it, and then it traveled and it went. But if and where you could have predicted that it went, okay, so zechiv yishum shum amaynoi, or maybe even if it's a straight path, yishum shum chitzov. But at the end of the day, he lit a fire that traveled from one place to another. What happens if he lit the fire b'shus chaveri? He's an arsonist. So then, b'madlich es habira, shehu mishalim ma shehoye b'soichet, there's no p'tur tomon. Tumna is only a p'tur on mamish isha mishum amoyne, where he's madlik p'tuch shaloi, v'sorath p'tuch shal chaveri, not b'madlik p'tuch shal chaveri. And then the Mishnah adds another knetch. Shekein derech p'nei odom lo'aniach b'batim. Person puts in his house all sorts of things. There are things that are more usual in the house. Everybody has different things. Some people have paintings. Some people have antiques. Some people have cash that they hide in a vault in their house. Anything that's derech b'nei odom lanich bebatim, there could be a chayiv on. Now, this point of whether you chayiv, what sounds like from the Mishnah, on anything that's rogel in a house, mashenge, something which is mamish not the derech to hide in the house, could there be a mechayiv or not? It sounds like a different point than the point we just made. If he's a negligent person, that he was madlik b'tok shaloi, and it traveled l'shol chaver, or he was madlik direct as an arsonist b'tok shaloi. It sounds like a different point. So the Gemara really cheshmes out, look at the Rav b'kitz and Nimritz, that there are two different points going on over here. One point is that the p'tur tamim v'esh has no shaychis to being madlik b'tok shaloi chaver. One. Then there's another nekuda that besides for the p'tur tomun, it's not shaykh to be mechayiv and eish, where it's a dover she'enei rogel liyosham. For example, we just said that the p'tur of tomun is only b'madrik b'ter shaloi and it traveled to shal chaver. B'madrik b'ter shal chaver, there's no p'tur tomun. Now, what happens, let's say, Reuven goes into Shimon's Rishus and he's madlik the barn. And the grada happens to be the guy hid his money in the bottom of the godish. Good place. Thinks maybe somebody's going to come to his house. Nobody's going to look in a pile of hay in the barn for a wallet. According to Reb Yehuda, he's chayv. He's chayv. This is not exeis hakosuf of Tomun Be'esh. And this has nothing to do with Yishum Shum Chitz of Yishum Shum Amayri. This is a p'tur in Svara. He's considered an oinis. Even an arsonist is considered an oinis on a wallet full of money that was hidden in a pile of hay in the barn. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. Sorry, that's what the Chacham holds. Reb Yehuda holds no. Reb Yehuda holds Hezekiah. You're not an oinis. Who told you to make the fire? So merely Yechayiv even on the Dov Sheni Rogel. So on that the Chacham say that I'm masking. The Chacham say we're masking to Reb Yehuda that by a house there's no such thing as Rogel and any Rogel because all sorts of people have all sorts of things in houses. You could talk about lighting up a barn, what's a dover rogel or not. So there's really two points. One is whether there's a p'tur b'madlik b'toich shaloi and a travel l'shal chaveri, point one. And on that we say, moidim chacham le b'yudah that b'madlik b'toich shal chaveroi. There's no gzeres hakosuf of Tom Beish being a p'tur, point number one. Point number two, b'yudah holds that a person can be chayv even on that which is not rogel. The chiv is a chiv, you shouldn't let the fire. Now that Chacham say, we hold that anything that's not Rogel Liyas Kach is Potter, but Yechayiv Bebayis, because over there there's no such Hagdara as a Dovah Sheini Rogel Bekach. So it's really two levels to the Machloikis. L'maisa, we're saying over the Maskon Sagan, where this way it's a big Noise Be'etzim, it's a big Machloikis Rishayinim. There's a Rajba with a Ramban, with the Tosfos over here, and the Poskim and Shach and other Poskim, Choshimish, but Tov Yud Ches, have an Arichus Dvarim. Something Rishen Machaylik, and he said, to talk about a Ptur Oynis, what the Ramban says, to talk about a Ptur Oynis, when a person lit a fire, he didn't mean to burn down, so he's an Oynis on that which was not darker, Elias Bekak. What type of Svar is that? He burnt Bekavona. Mechtesi should be an oinis on what was burnt shaloi b'kavona just because he didn't have to assume that thing was there. So we said over the Gemara the way we said it, and that's the way the Rav says it, but lavi yedeh that the svaras are not so poshut. We'll mention one last point over here, and that is that if we say that burning a house, out and out arson, is mechayv on kol mine zaken that are in the house, so there's a very practical problem. How is the Nizik ever going to claim the contents of his house in Besdin? He's going to produce an itemized bill for every piece of clothing, cutlery, furniture, and toys and games and tools and appliances that were in the house. Fine. Does he have two edim? So he's going to come to Besdin. He's going to say, what's the Mazik going to say? Mechdesi, 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 mechdesi. How much is mechavel v'ray? How's he ever going to prove it? Very practical problem. Because of that, Chazal instituted one of the only cases where there's, even though normally a shvua, deraisa is only a shvua's haniftorim, Reuven's Tevei is Shimon's, so in certain cases, Shimon's Mechuyiv to make a Shavuot, but he makes a Shavuot to pater himself. A person can never prosecute a claim in Bezin to be Moitzimam with a Shavuot. In this case, Chazal saw fit to institute a Shavuot Sanaitlin. Heyois, Reuven is guilty as sin. He lit the fire and he burnt down Shimon's house. So Chazal gave the Yad Al Yoyne to Shimon to prove with a Shavuot, or to affirm with a Shavuot, everything that was in his house. Reuven could agree, doesn't agree, it doesn't make a difference. Shimon has a right to make a Shavuot, and he'll be Nishba V'Naitl.